Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. May has always been considered a mystical month due to several very powerful activities of light that take place at this time. And the events I'm referring to involve special divine intervention that is orchestrated by the Ascended Masters Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and Saint Germain, a magnificent being of light that is associated with the age of Aquarius and the incoming frequencies of the violet flame. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God are working with us daily and hourly to help humanity during this cosmic moment. Because of the urgency of the hour, both Mother Mary and Saint Germain have been granted permission by our Father, Mother, God and the legions of solar logos from suns beyond suns to greatly increase the assistance that they are giving to humanity and the earth throughout the month of May this year. So during our special time together today, we're going to talk about this assistance that Mother Mary and Saint Germain are giving to each of us this month so that we can expand this light and utilize it to the best of our own divine plans and our own intentions. The information that is being given to us by Mother Mary and Saint Germain are that the activities of light that they are working toward is designed to expand and to bring into balance the divinity that pulsates in every person's heart, which is known as our immortal, victorious, threefold flame. So we're going to talk about the specifics of what this energy is and how we can utilize it to enhance our own lives and to fulfill our divine plans. As you listen to this broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all around the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a force field of light that will serve as a magnificent chalice and open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It's important for us to remember the profound truth that we are one and that there is no separation. In case you've forgotten, you'll be reminded throughout these broadcasts that you are not just the fear-based, fragmented aspect of your personality that you've thought of as the human ego, but rather you are a beloved child of God and you are powerful beyond your knowing. The time for you to begin fulfilling your divine plan and for remembering who you are and why you are here is now. As we lift up in consciousness, we will be able to clearly perceive the bigger picture of what is taking place on this planet as it's unfolding day by day. Then we'll move through these seemingly tumultuous times with more joyous expectations, hope, and divine intentions, instead of being caught up in fear and dread. As we experience the sacred knowledge that's pouring forth from the realms of truth, we'll understand that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, moment by moment. Then we will know that humanity is truly in the midst of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and the guidance that I'll be sharing with you today, know that I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it's true, but rather ask your I Am presence for guidance and take the information into the deepest recesses of your heart. Ask your I Am presence to blaze the flame of truth through it and then see how it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. Anything that doesn't resonate as truth for you for this time, just let it go. And I promise you, if there's anything that I'm sharing that's important for you to know in order to fulfill your divine plan, your I Am presence will keep presenting this information to you over and over again in gentle, loving ways until you can finally let it in. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. So as we begin our time together today, breathe in deeply. And as you breathe in, feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Then exhale deeply as you kneel before the altar of love in the center of your being. Continue breathing in and out, deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart with the heart and the mind of our Father, Mother, God. Now ask that you be unified with the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Collectively, we will become one magnificent force field of light. And as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we will invoke the most intensified frequencies pouring forth from the heart of the divine feminine aspect of God, our Mother God. This is the frequency of God's transfiguring divine love. It is expanding now through every heart flame. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother God expands and expands through the divinity of your heart, unifying your heart through the I Am presence of every person on this planet with their divine hearts as well. This transfiguring divine love is flowing through every heart flame. Now it is creating a magnificent grid of love around the planet. This is a grid of divine love, and it is spanning the abyss from the densest frequency of humanity's miscreations of pain and suffering into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which the sweet earth and all her life will ascend up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. The divine intent of Mother Mary and Saint Germain's increased divine intervention this month is designed to help humanity reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace, which took place eons ago, so that we will all understand the magnitude of the opportunity at hand. I'm going to share a very condensed version of what happened to humanity during our fall. These tragic events corrupted the divine plan, and they literally catapulted the children of God into a quagmire of pain and suffering that we have been struggling with and experiencing for millennia. Now, in the beginning, our cosmic Father, Mother, God, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, cosmic I Am, all that is, decided to create individualized expressions of divinity in order to have additional reflections of life to love and to adore and to expand the borders of the kingdom of heaven throughout all creation. These individualized expressions of life are the children of God. And the children of God include you and me and every other human being and evolving child of God throughout the whole of creation. We were created in the image of our godparents, and we were invested with all of the divine potential of our Father, Mother, God. We are like magnificent rays of light off of the all-encompassing magnificent sun that is our Father, Mother, God, all that is. This includes our creative faculties of thought and feeling, as well as our gift of free will. In the initial plan, we, the sons and daughters of God, would use our gift of free will to co-create new expressions of divinity, perpetually expanding the body of God. The intent was that through our creative faculties of thought and feeling, and through our gift of free will, we would observe all of the patterns of perfection in the infinite body of God. And through our unique perceptions and our unique way of utilizing our gift of life, we would combine these planetary patterns of perfection and infinite perfection patterns from the causal body of God in new and unique ways, manifesting them in the physical world of form, expanding the kingdom of heaven on earth as we learn to become co-creators with our Father, Mother, God. Our godparents determined that we would experience the effects of our creations more quickly if we abided within the constraints of a time and space continuum. So the third dimensional frequencies of Earth were created within the solar system of our central sun. The masculine and feminine polarities of God that comprise our central sun are known as the solar logos, Alpha and Omega. They created the Earth and projected forth the sons and daughters of God from the heart of God onto this schoolroom of learning. We've all heard the story about Adam and Eve, and for thousands of years people have tried to interpret this story literally, but it is actually a metaphor that was given to humanity in the simple terms that we could understand. Now it is time for the mystery of God to be fulfilled, and so new levels of clarity and understanding are pouring into the conscious minds of humanity from the realms of illumined truth. It is said that Adam, the masculine, came first, because when our godparents are creating a manifest form, the first thing that happens is that our Father God sounds a keynote, a cosmic tone. This celestial sound forms the matrix or geometric pattern for whatever is being created. This is where the statement, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God," came from. It is said that Eve, the feminine polarity of God, came after Adam, because once the geometric pattern is formed by our Father God, by the cosmic tone, our Mother God projects a magnetic ray of divine love into the heart of the matrix. This force field of divine love is the cohesive power that magnetizes unformed primal light into the matrix and holds this light into the particular pattern of that creation. The more accurate interpretation of the Adam and Eve metaphor would have been that Eve came from Adam's heart, not his rib. The masculine and feminine polarities of our Father, Mother, God are both necessary in order for physical manifestation to take place. This is true when we're talking about every particle of life, whether it's a grain of sand, a flower, a human being, or a solar system. For life to exist, both polarities must be present. But for life to thrive and to reach its highest divine potential, both polarities must not only be present, they must be balanced. Originally, the masculine and feminine polarities of God were balanced within every evolving human being. The masculine polarity of our Father God blazed into our left brain hemispheres, activating our rational, logical minds. Then this frequency, this masculine polarity from our Father God, expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the power center of our throat chakra. The light from our Father God is sapphire blue. Once this activity and activation took place, the blue flame of power from our Father God was anchored within our heart, forming the first plume of the immortal, victorious, threefold flame of divinity that pulsates in every heart of every child of God. In the beginning, the feminine polarity of our Mother God blazed into our right brain hemispheres, activating our creative, intuitive minds. Then this frequency of the divine feminine polarity of our Mother God expanded into every cell and organ of our bodies through the love center of our heart chakra. The light from our Mother God is crystalline pink, and this sacred fire was anchored in the divinity of our heart after these activations, forming the pink flame of divine love within the immortal, victorious, threefold flame in the heart of every child of God. When our right and left brain hemispheres are balanced, as they were in the beginning, and the masculine power of our Father God in our throat chakra is balanced with the feminine love of our Mother God in our heart chakra, the pink and blue flames of our Father Mother God merge and become one magnificent force field of sacred fire. Together, this balanced frequency of our Father Mother God form an unfathomable sacred fire known as the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. The balanced violet flame within every heart then blazes up our spinal column into our physical brain structure. And in the beginning, this sacred violet flame activated our spiritual brain centers. Now, these brain centers consist of our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains. When these brain centers are activated within us, as they were in the beginning, they awaken our crown chakra of enlightenment, and that center of enlightenment opens to full breadth. We are then birthed into our full divine potential as enlightened children of God. This state of enlightenment is often referred to as Christ consciousness. This energy field of Christ consciousness pulsates as a yellow-gold flame, and from this enlightened state of Christ consciousness, the yellow-gold flame is anchored within our heart as well, between the pink and blue flames within our heart, forming the third plume of our immortal, victorious, threefold flame. So this pink, blue, and yellow gold immortal, victorious, threefold flame is the perfect reflection of our Mother God, our Father God, and the sons and daughters of God. The pink, blue, and gold flame, divine balance of love, power, and the wisdom and enlightenment of the Christ. This is the reflection, the perfect manifestation of what we've known as the Holy Trinity. It is the divine balance of our Father God's power, our Mother God's love, which has often been referred to as the Holy Spirit, and the Son and Daughter of God's wisdom and enlightenment, which is often referred to as the Christ or Christ consciousness. Prior to our fall from grace, this immortal, victorious, threefold flame within the heart of every Son and Daughter of God expanded through our heart center and literally enveloped our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This manifestation of the Holy Trinity was a powerful force field of sacred fire that we lived, moved, breathed, and had our being within. Now, unfortunately, due to various circumstances that I won't go into here, there came a point in time when we began using our free will and our creative faculties of thought and feeling to create patterns that conflicted with the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. These discordant thought forms and feelings began manifesting through our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions into the physical plane. And over time, our distorted human miscreations were projected onto the elemental substance of the physical plane, creating decay, disease, degeneration, aging, and all of the inclement weather conditions that we are experiencing now. Humanity began experiencing pain and suffering and oppressive states of lack and limitation once this occurred for the very first time. This was the beginning of our catastrophic fall from grace as the elemental kingdom, the physical plane of Earth, began reflecting the lack, limitation, distorted patterns of our own human miscreations. When the sons and daughters of God began experiencing these painful situations and conditions, we didn't know how to handle them. So in a desperate attempt to stop the pain, we realized that the love of God flowed through our heart flame, and this was the feeling nature within us. So we decided to close our heart chakras to prevent us from feeling so much. Now, our heart chakra is the portal through which our Mother God and her balancing momentum of divine love enter the physical plane. So when we closed our heart chakra, our Mother God was forced to withdraw. That disastrous event literally catapulted humanity into the depths of chaos and confusion. Without an open heart chakra, the children of God were able to receive barely enough of our Mother God's love to sustain right brain consciousness. The divine feminine polarity of love and reverence for all life was no longer balanced with the divine masculine polarity and power of our Father God's divine will. This imbalance caused our right brains to become almost dormant, which in turn caused our spiritual brain centers to atrophy, forcing our crown chakra of enlightenment to close, and we lost Christ consciousness. We lost contact with our God self, our I Am presence, and the company of heaven. And we fell from the enlightened state of God, Christ consciousness, into the illusion of separation and fear. We forgot that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and that all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. And we lost our way. We could not remember why we were on earth. During that fateful time, our immortal, victorious threefold flame withdrew into our heart center to a mere fraction of its original power and influence in our lives. Instead of enveloping our four earthly bodies, our threefold flame became what we now refer to as the spark of divinity in our heart. In our mighty I Am presence, it enveloped our vehicles and guided us through our earthly experiences, became what we call the still small voice within, instead of the powerful guiding presence it was intended to be from the beginning. When we started using our masculine power without the balance of our feminine love and reverence for all life, literally all hell broke loose. When we were in masculine bodies, we began abusing that power, moving into that patriarchal consciousness, and we abused our power through ways that were domineering, aggressive, and violent. When we were in female bodies, we also had an imbalance of the masculine power within us, but instead of abusing our power by becoming domineering and violent, we suppressed that power, and we allowed ourselves to be oppressed and dominated. All we have to do to see the horrific results of that tragic state of affairs is to observe the negative things that are now being pushed to the surface to be healed in both our individual lives and our collective lives. Anything that is happening on the planet that is reflecting an abuse of power and the lack of reverence for life and divine love is evidence of the withdrawal of our Mother God. Almost every malady existing on the planet falls into that category because we forgot about the oneness of life. We forgot to balance our masculine power with the reverence and love of our Mother God. We started accepting without question that we only had a single parent and that that parent was of all things a male. Now what child is ever born without the Divine Mother, without the feminine aspect of divinity? As above, so below. This is a critical facet of our unfolding divine plan that we have forgotten, that has catapulted us into the overwhelming frequencies of pain and suffering and imbalance, the fear-based consciousness of separation and duality that has caused the maladies existing on Earth at this time. Since the fall, we have been struggling with the illusion of separation from our I Am presence, our God Self. We have accepted the distorted belief that our physical body is who we are and that the physical plane is all that exists. This fragmented consciousness of the lower human ego believed that its purpose and reason for being was to gratify its physical senses, and that whatever it needed to do to accomplish that, lie, cheat, steal, kill, was appropriate. Look at what's happening on Earth and see that consciousness reverberating through the masses of humanity in many, many very destructive ways. But this is a new day, and humanity is awakening. We are beginning to remember who we are and why we are here during this auspicious moment on Earth. Through myriad activities of light that were co-created through the unified efforts of the entire Company of Heaven and embodied lightworkers over the past several years, humanity finally reached a frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that allowed the feminine polarity of God, our Mother God, from the very heart of all that is, to return to Earth. Her radiant light has been building in momentum over the past several years and is now blazing through humanity's right brain hemispheres, activating them moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow. Our Mother God is gently projecting her divine love through the immortal victorious threefold flame in every person's heart. The pink flame of divine love within our heart flame is being returned to perfect balance, and our heart chakra is now opening moment by moment to full breath. Now we move forward to the current month of May. This month, Mother Mary and Saint Germain are assisting us to greatly accelerate this facet of the divine plan, the balancing of our Mother God within us. The 1st of May is known as Saint Germain's Ascension Day. On that day every year, Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection throughout the whole of creation bless the earth with a greatly expanded influx of the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God. This year, that activity of light is being increased moment by moment throughout the entire month of May. So throughout this month, Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame throughout infinity are increasing in, through, and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of energy evolving on this planet Earth, whether it is in or out of embodiment at this time, with the accelerated activity of the violet flame. This means that this precious gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, being expanded by Saint Germain and the legions of the violet flame, will be available to us in unprecedented ways to accelerate the purging and the cleansing, the transmuting back into light of all of the patterns of imperfection that are being pushed to the surface at this time through the frequencies of our new planetary cause of divine love. As this planetary cause expands on the earth, everything that conflicts with it is coming up. And now this amplified activity of the violet flame is being increased. And the beings of light have said it is increasing moment by moment to the intensity of 1,000 suns. Now another event that is occurring this month and throughout the entire month of May is that at this time, Mother Mary's Temple of the Immaculate Heart is open in the inner realms. This May, as we sleep at night, our I Am presence will escort us into Mother Mary's focus of light in our finer bodies while we sleep. Mother Mary is going to work with us to expand the immortal victorious threefold flame. She is a magnificent exponent of our Mother God and works with our Mother God to create the sacred chalice in our heart that will hold the immortal victorious threefold flame. On the 1st of May every year, all of the incoming souls that will be conceived from May 1st till May 1st the following year are drawn into the Temple of the Immaculate Heart. And Mother Mary and the feminine aspects of deity throughout infinity work to draw the purest electronic light substance that each soul has earned and places that into a chalice to form the sacred heart of each person. Then that chalice, at the moment of conception, is placed within the womb of the mother that the child will be conceived in and begins forming the immortal victorious threefold flame, the divinity within the heart of that incoming soul. This month, in addition to that activity that takes place annually, Mother Mary is going to draw each of us into her Temple of the Immaculate Heart, and she is going to work with expanding the threefold flame in our hearts to help us expand it to the point where it will envelop our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Mother Mary is going to give each of us a special blessing and a gift of assistance that will help each of us to increase our ability to balance our threefold flame so that we will be able to serve more effectively humanity and all life evolving on this planet. This activity of light will take place through our I Am presence in perfect alignment with our divine plans and our highest good. In addition to this facet of the divine plan, throughout the month of May, Mother Mary is taking humanity further into frequencies of transfiguring divine love, the highest frequency of love that the earth is capable of experiencing than ever before. This is occurring because of the urgency of the hour. This gift of divine intervention is designed to help strengthen humanity's physical bodies at a cellular level so that we will easily withstand the influx of light that is destined to occur throughout the next 2 years. Day by day, miracles are taking place, and a greatly accelerated purging is happening around the world. This is occurring in order to clear the way for the expansion of the patterns of perfection that are associated with our new planetary cause of divine love. That influx of divine love will be accomplished God victoriously in August of this year. Now, throughout the month of May, when each of us goes to sleep at night, our I Am presence will escort us into the temple of the Immaculate Heart of beloved Mother Mary. This temple pulsates in the inner realms of illumined truth. Once we are there, our Mother God, Mother Mary, and all of the feminine aspects of deity throughout creation will bless each of us with greatly empowered frequencies of transfiguring divine love. This gift from on high is destined to strengthen humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies at an atomic cellular level. This merciful act of divine intervention and grace is recalibrating our DNA and releasing our pre-encoded patterns that will enable us to be the powerful forces of divine love that we were always destined to be. This unprecedented gift of divine love is going to help all of us easily face any adversity that may be surfacing in our lives. It will also help us to move through this vitally important but often very difficult cleansing process with harmony and joy instead of fear and dread. During this critical time on earth, Mother Mary is working tenaciously to help each of us expand and balance the immortal victorious threefold flame in our hearts. Since the return of our Mother God, which is the feminine aspect of deity within each of us, this balancing process has been gradually unfolding in perfect alignment with each of our divine plans. Now it is time for this process to take a quantum leap forward within every person's heart flame. As we enter the Temple of the Immaculate Heart during the month of May, beloved Mother Mary will embrace each of us in her loving arms. With her embrace, she will awaken within us the remembrance of our sojourn with her in her sacred temple prior to this embodiment, as she was assisting us in forming the sacred heart that would hold our chalice and our threefold flame. We will remember that we came to earth during this cosmic moment with but one desire, to do God's will through our divine plans. We will understand that we volunteered to be powerful instruments of God during this critical time, and that we have been training for eons of time for this mission. We will also remember that we promise to be the full manifestation of divine love while serving the light in this embodiment. Our Mother God's gift of divine love this month will greatly empower our ability to fulfill our divine missions. With Mother Mary's and our Mother God's assistance this month, we will remember that we chose to bring a portion of the divine plan through the veil of physical birth. This facet of the divine plan is encoded within each of our heart planes. Mother Mary will remind us of the vows she took to come and assist us at this time for the fulfillment of our missions. And she will help us to remember the capacity that we have within our life streams already to fulfill our divine purpose with dignity, honor, and above all, the victorious accomplishment of God. During the holy month of May, Mother Mary and the feminine aspects of deity serving the earth will assist our I Am presence to expand the chalice of our Immaculate Heart, which cradles our immortal, victorious threefold flame. The expansion of the chalice of our Immaculate Heart will allow our heart flame to pulsate in perfect balance as it expands and expands. As this occurs, our heart flame will blaze forth as a great transfiguring force of divinity within us, and we will become aware of the presence of God in every cell and atom of our beings. This will pave the way for the integration of our crystalline-based solar light bodies into our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional carbon-based bodies. This is a miraculous process that has been unfolding for a time now. And during this mystical month of May, it will move forward a quantum leap within each of our bodies. Functioning within the frequencies of our perfect solar light bodies, we will be able to consciously magnify the divinity within ourselves and all life until our upreaching consciousness conducts our new planetary cause of divine love into the world of form. The immortal, victorious threefold flame pulsating within our hearts has a dual pulsation. The first pulsation is the in-breath, assimilation, and absorption. The second pulsation is the out-breath, expansion, and radiation. On the in-breath, our threefold flame extends up in vibration, piercing into the very heart and mind of God, the source of never-ending perfection. On the out-breath, our threefold flame radiates the blessings from the heart and mind of God into the physical plane of Earth, eventually projecting these gifts throughout the planet and throughout the universe. On every in-breath, our heart flame extends in frequency into new heights of divinity. And on every out-breath, our heart flame becomes a stronger pulsation of God's infinite blessings into the world of form. Because of this dual activity, our heart flame is both the portal to the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light within us, as well as the source of all divine blessings for humanity and the planet. Our threefold flame is both the inward portal to our fifth-dimensional I Am presence and the open door for the gifts of our Father, Mother, God radiating outward into our daily lives. Through the holy breath within our heart flames, our inner journey to God and our outer service to life are brought into perfect balance. It is within this balance that we find our true God Self, our I Am presence, the Master within, the Keeper of the flame. It is within this balance that we enter the flow of pure, divine, transfiguring love. The threefold flame in our hearts is a point of I Am consciousness, directed downward into denser vibrations by our I Am presence. Our heart flame is the center of our being, and it contains all of the basic elements of creation. It pulsates with energy, matter, and intelligence, or power, love, and wisdom. The holy breath is the vehicle for the assimilation and the expansion of our threefold flames. As we continuously assimilate the nature of transfiguring divine love into our heart flames with every in-breath, we expand the blessings of God into the world of form with every out-breath. Thus, breath by breath, we are building a spiritual aura that will expand and manifest tangibly in the world of form our new planetary cause of divine love. Through this planetary cause, miracles from the I Am presence of every human being will manifest on earth, reflecting our oneness and the reverence for all life. With the return of our Mother God, we now have the ability to assimilate the entire nature of divine love into our heart flames on every in-breath, as we rise up endlessly toward the supreme source of all life. Then on every out-breath, we now have the ability to expand the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God and our new planetary cause of divine love into the world of form, greatly enhancing our ability to co-create the perfection patterns of heaven on earth. We now are experiencing the entire family of humanity consciously participating in this wondrous activity of light as our I Am presences join together as one collective force field of light. Together we visualize the I Am presence of every person on earth, now sending forth myriad rays of light, connecting threefold flame to threefold flame within the hearts of all humanity. This activity of light is creating a grid of divine love around the planet, unifying the fifth dimensional solar heart chakras of every embodied soul. Through this activity of light, we see the family of humanity interconnected through these rays of divine love, this grid of love on the planet, expressing the full divine potential of our I Am presence as we weave our unique gifts and the divine momentum of our full presence into the tapestry of life that is unfolding on earth. We are each a source of God's blessings, united as one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. And together, on this sacred and holy day, we are dispensing more and more of these profound gifts from the causal body of God into the physical plane. Through our unified efforts, our Mother God and all of the feminine aspects of deity are able to take full dominion and to balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine within every heart flame into higher frequencies than we have ever experienced. The balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine are becoming a manifest reality in all of our earthly experiences. And the adverse effects of our fall from grace are gradually, but permanently, being healed and transmuted into light. Now, as one unified family of light, we affirm, I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am a force of God moving on this planet. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. I am an upward rushing force of vibration and consciousness, which is my immortal victorious threefold flame, the true center of my being. My balanced threefold flame is now my electronic aura spiraling in through and around me. My balanced threefold flame is now my electronic aura spiraling around me. My balanced threefold flame is now my electronic aura spiraling in, through, and around me. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. The love, wisdom, and power of my Father, Mother, God are continually flowing through my aura. I am a very powerful being of light. I am a very powerful being of light. I am a very powerful being of light. I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am one with all light, the great universal consciousness of all that is. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. I now assimilate the love of my Mother God through every fiber of my being, and I begin to realize the truth about me. I came into this world with a very specific purpose. I came to fulfill a divine mission. I came to love life free and to realize the truth about me. I came to contribute to the salvation of this sweet earth. I am part of God, and the fullness of my Father, Mother, God now abides in me. In the mind of God, no one is useless or meaningless. Every single person is valuable and critically important to the balance and order of the universe. Without me, God would not be complete. Without me, the universe would lose its equilibrium. All that I am called to do now, I do with happiness and enthusiasm, for I realize that nothing is too insignificant. Now, embraced in my Mother God's love, I realize that never again will I have a sense of futility in my life. I am overflowing with gratitude for the opportunity to be on earth at this time, serving life and adding to the light of the world. I am so thankful to be right where I am, right now, serving all who come my way with love, joy, understanding, acceptance, and forgiveness. Recognizing my true worth, I now go forth to fulfill my divine mission. With my inner vision, I see the loving and all-encompassing light of my I Am presence as it freely flows through me. With my physical sight, I see that I have integrated with my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. And I have held the sacred space for this identical activation of pure light through every man, woman, and child on earth, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Consequently, the lavish abundance of God is flowing into the hands and use of each one to be utilized to expand the patterns of perfection of God's infinite divine love through all life. I am peaceful, powerful, and filled with divine love, for I remember who I am. I am a beloved child of God, and all that my Father, Mother, God have is mine. And so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. I now return my consciousness to the room as I become aware of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I experience the new, higher frequencies of solar light flowing through them, transfiguring at a cellular level, my bodies from carbon-based planetary vehicles into crystalline-based solar light vehicles. I gently move my fingers and toes, and I am once again ready to serve life. Precious Heart, if you'd like to contact me or to explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at eraofpeace.org. That's www.eraofpeace.org. I want to thank you with all my heart for your willingness to be an instrument of God and for the light you are adding to the world. Stay focused on the opportunities that are being given to us this month, and please join with us again next week as we expand the light of the world through our unified chalice of light. I'm Patricia Cota-Robles, and you've been listening to Take Charge of Your Life.